Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Finish it. Go hard.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mocarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, it is. Mocarum Injury Lawyers, baby. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. That's right, Tyler. Show up. Work hard. Finish. I worked out in the damn hotel gym yesterday morning, I believe it was. Didn't wipe a one bench down. Bench.
You need to work on just your overall manners for your fellow man.
I didn't see anybody in there wiping a bench down.
Y'all are all nasty and inconsiderate.
I was in there with a couple of young fellas that appeared to be athletes, so they probably didn't care. They wouldn't worry about wiping that thing down.
Sounds like a room full of a-holes.
Well, look, I'm somewhere in the middle on this because I'm far from a germaphobe. So you ain't got to wipe the bench down for me on my benefit. But this part I don't understand on your part, Dirty.
All right.
If you got the energy to work out, you got the strength to go out there and get the work in.
Yeah.
You got the strength.
Thank you.
You got the strength and ability to wipe down the damn bench. It's no sweat off your back, literally.
I ain't got the time or the fun.
Well,
my focus is in getting grind. My focus is getting it in. I don't get up from a bench and go, let me check this thing out.
Make sure. I don't have seconds.
Let me go over here to this damn little napkin machine and get the little spray bottle and get back over here. Hell, by that time, man, I could have done been 3 reps into my next set.
I got you one track minded. I understand.
I am when I go in there and work out, the standing around stuff is over. I know maybe
y'all
don't have this problem with y'all's narrow asses, but I'm going in there, you see.
I wish I had.
And I've got to keep my heart rate up. I'm not going in there to try to lift the house. I got that naturally.
I'm
going to get 15 to 20 reps, and I'm going to get up. I'm going to go to the next machine. I got 5 exercises, and I ain't pause. I'm going boom, boom. The only rest time is when I walk to the next one. I don't have time to stand up and inspect the bench and go over and watch. Now, if obviously, B. Scott, if I get up off a bench and I've got a patch of sweat where my head was and it's dripping down, I'll clean that up. I mean, I got that.
Right.
But just to create the habit of wiping a bench down, I'm out on that.
You're not a madman.
Yeah, no, I'm out on that.
Well, and I will say, if you are the one that wants the bench to be cleaned down, it is up on you to just go ahead and do it on the front end.
Get you a little spray bottle and a box of napkins and carry around with you while you're working out, man. That'll be cute. Get you one of them little fanny packs. And get you some cleaning utensils in there.
I've never gone to a piece of equipment and just assumed that the person before me wiped it down on my behalf for my benefit. If I want it clean, I'm gonna wipe it down myself, and then I'm gonna go in about my business.
Tyler can lay his old hairy ass down there and get it all wet. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna lay down right on top of it and get my damn set in. We'll worry about that sweat later. If Tyler's sweat hurts me after all the stuff I've done in my life, hell, it's just my turn to go.
Hope you don't get staph infection, man. It's on everybody's skin.
Knock on wood. You know what? I've been in the gym more than 99.9% of the world. Ain't had it.
I've had it.
Ain't cleaned a bench. And I ain't never had no staff. Knock on wood. I may have picked it up yesterday after this conversation. Damn, Tyler. Now you're giving me staff in there.
Where's the German?
Golly, man. Hey, we talked in the last segment a little bit about the Texans handling what is C.J. Stroud not throwing at OTAs for an extended period of time here. And look, that's just more of a personal opinion of mine. I don't like the way it was handled. Not a big deal, but I just think if you handled it better up front and kind of faced it on, you know, took it in the face and just, you know, gave a little bit more insight into why the quarterback wasn't practicing, I think everybody'd leave it alone and move on, but still a story because of the way it's getting handled. But anyway, there is, B. Scott, a real reason to.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To pause here and have a conversation about C.J. Stroud. I'm telling you, C.J. and I are wired. Being an old quarterback, C.J. and I are wired in a similar fashion in just a couple of ways. Not obviously, he's the caliber player he is well beyond where I ever was. But we're both guys that are wired in a way. We understand how important off-season work is and extreme off-season work.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, I threw four in the summer, 4 days a week, baby, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, if you missed every now and then because you was throwing or whatever because you went home to see your family or went on family, whatever, but we made it a point to throw four days out of the week when we were in town. And CJ's wired that way to get as much work as he possibly. I guarantee you it's killing CJ Stroud right now for his team to be out there getting reps and watching other quarterbacks whipping the ball around the park and he's not getting those reps.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There is a level of concern with what's going on with CJ Stroud not throwing. And for me, it's twofold, B. Scott. When I look at C.J. Stroud, and we are, I don't know, 7 or 8 days into over 3 OTAs that the media has been invited to. I think it's been a week and a half, roughly. C.J. Stroud hasn't thrown at any of them. I've experienced shoulder soreness. And I'm talking, when I hear soreness, I'm talking, hey, I'm physically able to throw, and I either threw so much or that I'm sore, or I tweaked something so I'm sore. Like, that, in my opinion, is, hey, man, sit out of practice, man. We're not going to throw today. We're going to ice that thing down with good nights. We get some good treatment on it for a couple days, and then we'll get back out here and throw. It is, I have never heard of a quarterback sitting out over a week because of just what they're couching it, general soreness. So I do think there's some level of procedure that took place tweak that happened. There's something going on beyond just what they're referring to as general soreness. I think that is a real reason to keep an eye on what's going on with CJ Stroud. Number one. Number two, the importance of these reps in terms of CJ Stroud's got a new center. Jake Andrews.
Jake Andrews, yep.
Has been out there running ones. Now, I don't know if he's going to be the guy, but he's been out there a lot. Juice Scruggs has been running some center. He needs all the snaps he can get with starter. You got Christian Kirk, who is going to be your security blanket, the veteran. You need to create chemistry with him. You got two young wide receivers that, by the way, D'Amico Ryans is comparing to Lassiter and Bullock, by the way, which I think indirectly that's some pretty big shoes to fill as rookies last year. But nonetheless, CJ needs reps with those guys. And CJ's cut from the cloth of, I'm going to get those reps at all costs. And he's not getting those reps. So there is clearly plenty of reason to be concerned. Sweep this under the rug, no big deal because it's June. Nah, man, there's a reason why they're talking about it on national TV.
Look, I just don't understand. Like, do we care or do we not? Because it seems like sometimes we want to have it both ways. We want to listen to sports radio in June, and I thank you for listening, by the way. Continue to listen to The Drive. Even check out the Odyssey app in any ways that you can get all of our shows.
Absolutely.
But if you are locked into what it is that we do, okay, if you are a player, if you are a media member, if you are a diehard fan, like I was taught that all of this, like everything mattered. You know, now they matter to different degrees, but all of the pieces matter to some degree and to some level. Now, if you want to accuse us of making more out of it than what it is, maybe you want to minimize it and don't think it's that big of a deal. Okay, we're all entitled to our opinion, but don't bleep on us just because we care and we're here for all of it, right? Like, what is the point of making these availabilities? We're just going to go out there just to smell the grass, just to be glad to be around the players. Like, I'm not out here to jock sniff and wave pom-poms. I'm out here to evaluate. I'm out here to report the news. I'm out here to give opinions. I'm out here to give a certain level of understanding for what's going on. So we're either doing that or we are not. Pick a struggle. Pick a lane. What do we want to be about? Either we are about this football life or we are not. But let's decide and let's go one way or another, right? And I was under the impression that we were all here for this. And so since we are, and this be the quarterback, right? Has something changed? Y'all help me out. Has something changed about the quarterback being the most important position, not just in football, but in all of sports?
No.
For the ones that we cover, at least?
No.
Not one thing.
And so since that be the case, how is it that all of a sudden the quarterback not getting the reps? And again, I've pointed this out a couple of times on the air, but these are not the most hellacious workouts that you're going to ever go through in your life. You know this, Clint. They can't take them to the ground. Mm-hmm. They damn sure better not touch them, right?
That's right.
So since that's the case, the injury risk for CJ Stroud out there is very, very minimal to begin with because he's the quarterback. And so all he's supposed to be out there doing is getting those reps and kind of building that chemistry and that muscle memory for what this new system is going to be. If there is something that limits him in a way that he's not able to do that, that is worth discovering, discussing, and talking about and getting down to the bottom of it and the truth of it all.
Tyler, that text line done got him.
I mean, think about it.
You have discovered the reason Mr. Clint Sterner does not look at that text line.
That's it. But your point, B. Scott, here's the deal, man. As media members, we have a professional duty to attend, report, be aware, analyze what the hell we see. And as a fan, if you don't care, then that's your prerogative. You don't have to care. But here's where I get sideways.
But they do care. They just want to hear what they want to hear, Clint. Right. That's the part.
But here's the silly part of this. And this is, to me, I'm clearly a guy that everything matters. I don't care if it's May or June. It matters. I've said that for 3 years with Laramie Tunsil until he gets shipped up out of here when he's the only reliable piece you got on your offensive line. It starts making sense to some folks. So I'm in the extreme. But here's the deal, B. Scott, is that it's all you got to do is listen to as a fan, if you're a fan, talk to everybody out there. If you care enough, if you want to understand, listen to your coach. D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caley, listen to the players. Will Anderson, every player that stepped to that podium and to some degree has talked about it. I just heard Jalen Petrie talk about it. I just heard Christian Kirk talk about it. Listen to it today. About how important stacking these days and having great days and being there and being a part of it, how important those days are. So if you as a fan don't care, I don't. That's fine with me. But don't, I mean, like, it's just silly to try to push the narrative that none of that matters. Next up, let's keep moving.
Well, see, and Clint, it's not even just the text line, and the text line is part of it. But, man, I got even some of my own fellow members in the press corps that are like, well, what's the big deal? And I'm like, well, what is you here for?
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.